Many women who rely on hormone therapy to fight hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause have been scared off. Studies linking hormones to breast cancer and heart disease have been well publicized. But a new analysis published in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests hormone therapy does not pose equal risk for all women. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
This is not a flip-flop story. It's not the idea that yesterday hormones were bad for women, and today scientists have changed their minds and hormones are now good. The story here is that there are different kinds of hormone therapies and different types of women. The study published today looks exclusively at the effects of estrogen-only therapy in women who've had hysterectomies. It finds these women face no increased risk of breast cancer. Marcia Stefanik of Stanford Medical School is the lead author.
For women who heard all of the news back in July 2002 about estrogen and progestin increasing breast cancer, that came out hormones increase breast cancer, when in fact estrogen alone from the Women's Health Initiative trial does not increase breast cancer.
The Women's Health Initiative estrogen-only trial tracked 10,000 women aged 50 to 79 for 7 years. Another arm of the trial had found an increased risk of breast cancer with a combination of estrogen and progestin therapy. But Joanne Manson of Harvard Medical School says clearly that's not how it turned out in the estrogen-only group.
The finding that estrogen alone, taken for 7 years, doesn't increase the risk of breast cancer is surprising.
The study found for some women, such as those with no family history of breast cancer, estrogen seemed to offer some additional protection against breast cancer. In groups of about 5,000 each, there were 129 cancers in the estrogen group and 161 cancers in the placebo group. Manson says what remains unclear is the mechanism. Researchers don't know. They also question whether the effect will hold up beyond 7 years. Manson says the results of the new study may be reassuring to some women, namely those taking estrogen for shorter durations, say a few years following a hysterectomy. But she cautions the estrogen-only results can't be generalized to the population at large.
The findings apply only to women who have had a hysterectomy.
The reason is that women who still have a uterus need to take progestin when they're on hormones in order to protect against uterine cancer. So the estrogen-only therapy is not an option.
So I think in this country, we have to rethink how we administer hormone therapy.
Hugh Taylor is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Yale University. He's also received honoraria from Wyeth Pharmaceuticals and other makers of hormones. He says one possible solution might be to find a better balance of estrogen and progestin.
Perhaps we ought to think about going back to some of the cyclic regimens,
where progestin is used just part of the month,
or lower doses of progestin, or local progestin just to the uterus, just where we need it.
These options are being evaluated, but for now, physician Janet Pregler, who directs the Women's Health Center at UCLA, says the new studies on estrogen-only hormones won't change the way she advises her patients.
Hormone therapy should be used in the smallest possible dose for the shortest period of time necessary to control symptoms.
With this approach, Pregler says women can limit their risks of strokes and blood clots, which are elevated by the use of hormones, including taking just estrogen alone. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.
You can get the NIH's complete recommendations on the use of estrogen therapy at our website, npr.org.